Whenever you hear the song Waka Africa by Manu Dibango, then it's time for African Perspectives. Welcome to African Perspectives, the show dedicated to the music of and issues about the African continent and Africans in Georgia and the entire Southeast. I am your host, Akinoye Ojo, welcoming you to the show. As they say in Luganda, in the heart of Uganda, Tusanyuse Okubalaba, welcome to African Perspectives, a precious time together to add value to the idea of the mother continent through music and words. While we're still in this anxiety-filled season, it is a delight once again to be with you for a weekly gathering and celebration of Africa and Africans. This continues to be a period of high anxiety and worry as the coronavirus and the health guidelines to stop its deadly spread has completely changed the way people live and relate to one another worldwide. We sincerely hope that we will all continue to follow the recommendations of our health officials, including officials locally, and do our best to hopefully slow and stop the spread of the COVID-19. Irrespective of our racial, ethnic, gender, religious, and class differences, we are all Africans. This is our reason for and the strongest motivation for our show. We have African perspectives on the air because we all share an African heritage. No matter who you are or where you come from, your earliest ancestors were Africans. What a heritage that we share. The aim of our show today is commemorating the Memorial Day holiday in the United States as we share some delightful African music. We'll be sharing five African wise sayings as we all come together to consider the meaning of life this long weekend. It is our last show in May, and one of which we will pause to remember all those who have given their lives in the pursuit of peace and security. And to that list, we sadly add those who have given their lives in the ongoing battle against COVID-19. Here at the Soweto Gospel Choir with The World in Union, a tune to highlight our urgent need to come together to seek a divine solution to our shared extant challenge. Enjoy.
There's a tree.
Gathering
best I can. Stand there, go for every man. If I win, lose, or draw, it's a victory.
From the Soweto Gospel Choir. This is African Perspectives, and we're coming to you from Athens Public Radio Station, WUGA. We're coming to you this year as part of a Memorial Day weekend. We say a happy Memorial Day celebration to all of us as we all remember all those who died in the service of this nation over the years. Memorial Day is a federal holiday in the United States celebrated on the last Monday of May, commemorating men and women who died serving in the United States Armed Forces, officially marked since 1868 as a holiday in memory of soldiers who died in the Civil War as a step towards national reconciliation. Until 1890, it was commemorated in all the states of the North. After World War I, the nature of the holiday changed to honor the memory of all Americans who died in any war, not just the Civil War. And from 1868 to 1970, the holiday was marked on May 30th. The Uniform Monday Holiday Act moved its date to last Monday of May. The Uniform Monday Holiday Act is yet another example of the worthy legacies bequeathed to the American worker by the American organized labor. Happy Memorial Day to all of us. Today, as we remember all those who have died in all of America's wars, as well as those who have paid the ultimate price with their lives in the fight for justice and peace around the world. As we said earlier, we would like to add all the medical and public health workers and many others who have lost their lives during this ongoing pandemic. As commonly believed in many cultures found on the African continent, life is the beginning of death. While we are all living today, all of us are destined to die at some point. We can only pray that we will not go in pain. A wisdom that should help to direct our actions and reactions in life. We cannot take anything with us from this world when we die, Interestingly, the wisdom of the people on the continent also says that death is like a robe that everyone has to wear, and that death is a debt for which each one of us is a debtor. So let us pray that God grant us the grace and wisdom to make our life meaningful and helpful for others. Today, as we prepare for Memorial Day commemoration tomorrow, we would like to share 5 African proverbs that should make us really consider the meaning of life. These were prepared in February 2018 by Bridget Boakye, a staff contributor to the website Face-to-Face Africa. And as described on the website, Bridget Boakye was a writer, activist, and entrepreneur based in Accra, Ghana at that point. Raised in both Ghana and the U.S., she is particularly interested in issues that draw on the experiences and insights as well as values from both Africa and the African diaspora. As of this time last year, she was an Amplify Africa Fellow and a member of the Global Shapers Accra Hub. You can find her on Instagram at Boakyeb, B-O-A-K-Y-E-B. Africa, the music of the Soweto Gospel Choir today on our show. In anticipation of tomorrow's Memorial Day holiday, we are sharing 5 quotes courtesy of the website Face-to-Face Africa. These quotes on life gathered from different African countries speak to different aspects of living a meaningful life, making them even more moving to read and remember. As we read this quote, we will also be sharing some insights from the website. The first quote is a proverb from Zimbabwe, probably from the Shona people. It says, "You have little power over what's not yours." And as noted in the reflection, we've heard this in another way: worry about what you control. This quote reveals what we all know but have a difficult time practicing. We are only in control of what we own, which is primarily our own lives and the decisions we make concerning it. Although we can seek to influence, trying to wield power over others often stresses or leaves us unfulfilled. And may we add that we all must learn to run our own races and run it well too. The second quote is also a proverb, this time from Ethiopia. It is perhaps part of the wisdom of the Amharic people or maybe the Oromo people of Ethiopia. The proverb says, if you pick up one end of the stick, you must also pick up the other. How true and relevant today, when most people, due to politics and extreme adherence to ideologies, seem to think all issues have only one side to them. This is even showing up in the fight against the coronavirus. As we all face what is threatening our well-being, there is still the urge to engage in partisan, belligerent ways. This Ethiopian proverb reminds us that there is always another side to the story. And more painfully, it reminds us that life is a double-edged sword. There are often unintended and unforeseen consequences of our actions. Knowing that this is a reality of life should make us both cautious and confident. Sure, we may not always know what lies on the other end of the stick and must be discerning, but we should be comforted that this is everyone's reality. Coming to the current state of our political discourse on almost all issues today, we must return to the realization, especially in this difficult season of a health pandemic, that we all have values, irrespective of our political ideologies.
Tell us what's
Welcome back to African Perspectives, coming to you on Athens Public Radio Station, WUGA. As we all enjoy the long Memorial Day weekend and prepare for the holiday tomorrow, let us find time to pray and remember the families of all the people who have been killed during this coronavirus pandemic here in the United States and around the world. Echoing the words of the Global Christian Humanitarian Organization World Vision on their website, we turn to God in these times of fear and uncertainty as we do in times of joy and celebration. We pray for God's heart of love, mercy, and truth to dwell in us and to show us how to face the challenges posed by the coronavirus. We remember those who have died and pray that the Almighty grant their families the fortitude needed to bear the painful losses. We also pray for the virus to stop spreading and for the hands and minds of scientists to be hastened to develop vaccines and remedies to eradicate the virus. This Memorial Day, we remember the dead and their families, the living facing this existential threat as well. We pray for continued God's protection for each one of us And we pray for people who are infected with COVID-19 or who are facing quarantine. We pray for protection for people at higher risk of developing the disease, including the elderly and those with underlying health conditions. We pray for medical professionals, caregivers, and researchers responsible for fighting the coronavirus. We pray for grocery store workers, delivery drivers, and others in the service industry. We pray particularly for our political leaders at all levels responsible for making decisions concerning the virus. We pray for business owners and families facing financial stress. And finally, we pray for families adjusting to new ways of life. We also pray our anxious and fearful human mind will calm down, and that the Almighty will take away the fear, anxiety, and feelings of isolation from people around this world, even this Memorial Day weekend. Amen.
There is a bar in Gilead to make the wounded whole. There is a bar in Gilead to heal the seasick soul. If you can pray.
As we share the prayers from World Vision, we pray for the immediate end of the COVID-19 pandemic. May the Almighty and the Spirit of the ancestors help the world to contain and fight this virus. We pray that the higher powers heed all of our prayers regarding the virus. For now, let us return to the 5 African proverbs collected by the website Face to Face Africa that we are sharing on today's show. We've already shared 2 proverbs from Zimbabwe and Ethiopia. The 3rd proverb for today is from Benin Republic. It could be from the Fon or the Aja people. The proverb says, You must attend to your business with the vendor in the market and not to the noise of the market. Moreover, in this age of social media and with the fear of the coronavirus, it is easy to forget the essence of life, which is to contribute doggedly to the world around us. This quote reminds us with a powerful imagery of the complexity of lives in the African marketplace that we must forsake the distractions around us if we are to accomplish what we've set out to do. In addition, if you will indulge me, I think it also calls us to daily and equally strive to identify positives around us, even in this season of social distancing and physical isolation. Our business must be to daily do good and to find positivity in the world. And we must not be distracted by all the conspiracy mongering and fear. Our fourth focus proverb for today comes from Uganda, East Africa. It is quite possible that this is from the Akolis or the Baganda people. The proverb says, "When you befriend a chief, remember that he sits on a rope." This proverb is one on power and position. We must remember that however free we want to live our lives, we are largely bound by the responsibilities and limitations of our role in our various circles. In this instance, however close you are to the chief, you must understand that the chief is held to certain restraints, both spiritually and politically. Understanding this reality helps us to negotiate better with others while opening ourselves to be cognizant of and honest about the responsibilities that help shape our decisions. This is something American politicians, as well as all politicians, will do well to remember in this painful era of overstated nationalism.
Thank you.
Still listening to African Perspectives coming to you from WUGA. Our final proverb to share for today is from my own birth country, Nigeria. It is quite possibly a proverb of one of the many ethnic groups in Africa's most populous nation, whether the Yoruba, the Igbo, the Hausas, or the Shekiris. The proverb says, "A wizard who invokes a storm on his people cannot prevent his own house from destruction." How timely this proverb is for anyone willing to listen. We were all taught this wisdom as kids. We were taught what goes around comes around. In this saying, we have a distinct imagery, that of a wizard who invokes harm. Despite his expertise and skill, the harm touches him too. And as Yoruba people always say, the falling heavens cannot be the problem of just one man or a particular group of people. It is the problem of everyone because it will affect everyone. This is a very critical and important point for all of us, including those leading the efforts to fight the deadly coronavirus. This is a matter of heaven falling, and we really must get over all our differences and figure out how we will not all be overwhelmed by it. For all of our listening pleasure, and to round up our conversation, here is Sierra Leone's Suleiman Iroge with "I Wish I Was a Cowboy." An interesting tune of a Sierra Leonean youngster dreaming of becoming an American cowboy. This is especially going out this long Memorial Day weekend. Enjoy.
When I was a boy, my mother once asked me what I would wish to be. I told her, mother, the man I would like to be is the type you might hate to see. I would love to be a radio cowboy, roaming with my guitar all day, with the prettiest women around me, singing my radio cowboy song. Oh, yippee-yay, yippee-yay-yay, a cowboy I would love to die. But my mommy got annoyed, she scolded me. Well, what else can I do but sing, yeah, yippee, yeah, yeah, a cowboy I would love to be. My mommy sat down crying, my daddy also sat down looking ever so blue. Then he says, "Oh honey, for that you cannot do. You'd better try to be somebody else." I said, "I'd rather be a radio cowboy than any great somebody else. with my guitar and the women around me, singing my little cowboy song. Oh, yippee-yay, a cowboy I would love to die. But my daddy got annoyed, he scolded me. Well, what else can I do? Oh, sing, yeah, yippee-yay, a cowboy I would love to be. I sat down one morning listening to my daddy and my mommy scolding me, when someone handed me a letter from somewhere asking me to have a cowboy show. They offered thousands of dollars outright. This makes my heavy heart so light. For now my parents soon became different, and now they joined me in singing my song. Oh, yippee-yay, yippee-yay, a cowboy I would love to die. Well, now so happy was my mommy and my daddy so gay, as they sing this chorus with me. Oh, sing, yeah, yippee-yay, yeah, a cowboy me love to die.
A happy Memorial Day to all of our listeners, as well as everyone celebrating the holiday in the United States, as we remember all those who served and paid the ultimate sacrifice in their service of our nation, as well as the recognition of those who continue to serve the nation in the military. We hope we all are having a great Memorial Day weekend. Our show today is to mark the day and to acknowledge those who are putting their lives on the line for the well-being of this nation and its people. Our show is therefore a dedication to all military men and women in the armed forces in this, the United States of America, as well as those on the African continent and across the world. Irrespective of our politics, we all aspire for peace and security. Moreover, as my own first name, Akinloye, states, valor is a title. There are no chiefs, no politicians, if there are no warriors. We do not like war, neither do we want it, but we are thankful for the various brave human beings who are striving and fighting daily to ensure that many of us are able to get the peace and security that we daily crave. For those who are falling in this pursuit of peace and security, we salute them and appreciate their sacrifice. A happy Memorial Day to all of our listeners. Come tomorrow, May 25, 2020. We hope you enjoy the day and do something to remember the sacrifices of those who have fought and served to make this country, the United States of America, what it is today. While we might not know nor hear about them all, we are living and enjoying today due to their sacrifices. Our salute particularly goes to the first generation Africans, our brothers, sisters, nephews and nieces who are serving on the United States Armed Forces. They have added gallant service and the defense of the motherland to their American dream, and we wholeheartedly salute them today. In 2020, interestingly, during this COVID-19 pandemic, we add our gratitude to the list of medical professionals, caregivers, and researchers around the world that are responsible for fighting the coronavirus. We are also grateful for grocery store workers, delivery drivers, and others in the essential and needed service industry. In addition, we remember all of our political and community leaders. We pray for the soul of those who are dearly departed during this pandemic.
Sendi no pengen kana nada munwini.
Special dedication to all members of the United States of America's military forces, past and present. In response to the pandemic, on this Memorial Day, we want to add a sincere appreciation once again to all the people who have been on the front lines in the fight against the virus. From the medical workers risking their lives to the delivery people and pharmacy employees who are not able to stay in their homes, as well as the coroners who are confronting a high unusual body count. A big thank you to all the essential workers toiling day and night, even as the rest of the world stays home or partially go out. We sincerely hope that we all will continue to follow the recommendations of health officials, including local ones, as we do our best to slow and hopefully stop the spread of COVID-19. As the state of Georgia and other locations are gradually reopening, we all must continue to maintain the social distancing rules to ensure everyone's safety and well-being. This Memorial Day weekend, we would like to pause and appreciate the grace that we've all been given to still be here and to be alive today. In the spirit of the holiday, we remember all those who have fought and died in the cause of defending the U.S. We continue to be grateful also to all the essential workers on the front line against coronavirus in our local area and beyond. These include doctors, nurses, different health workers, bus drivers, sanitation workers, janitorial staff, food servers, delivery workers, grocery store workers, and many, many, many more. We are especially grateful for the service for those who unfortunately have lost their lives during this pandemic. We thank them for their selfless service to their neighbors and to humanity. May all of their souls rest in peace. We earnestly pray that the pandemic will soon end, but in the meantime, we thank all of those leading the fight. And as we all push to return to as much normal as possible with the reopening of businesses and offices, we pray for continued protection of all our listeners. It is our hope that our weekly effort on African Perspective is helping you to feel some form of normal, that is, as normal as things can be in this precarious season of COVID-19. No matter what we think of the policies of our political leaders, it is critical that we work to observe all the recommendations of public health leaders regarding social distancing, washing of hands, cleaning surfaces, and wearing masks. It is our social responsibility and part of our concern for the well-being of others. We must not engage in travel for non-essential reasons. We must also continue to keep ourselves positively occupied and engaged. As one health expert advised, we must find and do more of the things which gives us pleasure, especially for those who are not yet back at work. Let us depart on a celebratory note, believing that this current situation will not last forever. Here is the Soweto String Quartet with the song Victory. Enjoy.
Thank you.
As it is the tradition in the United States of America, tomorrow is the last Monday in May and therefore the 2020 Memorial Day. We hope that we will all use part of the long weekend in service of humanity and our communities. We sincerely hope that you've had a wonderful Memorial Day weekend so far, and we hope you will have a meaningful one tomorrow. We must never forget the sacrifices of those who have worked to ensure our peace and prosperity as well as security. A happy Memorial Day to all of us. Finally, on behalf of my colleague working with me to bring you African perspectives, Mr. Michael Cadden, we thank you for tuning in. For all of our political, medical, and public health leaders during this difficult period of the COVID-19 pandemic, for the spirit of carefulness and never giving up that will ultimately save the world. For you, our long-time listeners, who have been joining us weekly for the last 23 years, we say Happy Memorial Day. We thank God for Africa and all of our listeners. It is our hope that whatever we do, we will not forget Africa. That'll be all for now. The views and opinions expressed on African perspectives do not necessarily reflect those of this station, the University of Georgia, or the Georgia Public Broadcasting. Thank you for tuning in to African Perspectives on the BUGA. On behalf of the African Perspectives team, I have been your host, Akinloye Joe, calling all Africans to the spirit of Ujamaa. I hope you've enjoyed our Memorial Day special. If so, tune in next week for another edition of African Perspectives. Until then, I say Odiba, Kwaeri, Sanjima, Kachifu, Kambe, Subanana, Tiwanesa, Uriti, Dinawalu, and so long.